The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, a mashup man down Wednesday. And on the break, Aaron and I were deliberating on what should be our conversation. Of course, we had prepared a conversation about...
Left on red.
No, that's you. Of course, we had a conversation on greeting the Progressive Liberal Party. And I said, well, we did that already, you know, even though I wanted to hash that out. And we even deliberated on whether it should be an open line or should we continue this gun conversation. I'm still terrified of guns. I understand why Bahamians want guns, but I don't think it's addressing the issue. The issue is a number of Bahamians just don't feel safe. And not feeling safe and say I get in the gun to make me feel safer does not answer the problem or address the problem of the Bahamas may not be safe, right? I think that just causes more problems. And that's why me, I'm afraid of guns. You come up against me displaying your gun and you see I become a different type of character, more timid type of character. And timid, aggressive, that passive aggressiveness where I don't want you near me. We can't talk, no conversation, shut down. And that's not good and healthy for a nation. But this is what we're going to talk about. We're talking about Bay Street today. What you envision the Bahamas' premier product. Let me repeat that. Bay Street, Bahamas, is the Bahamas' premier tourism product. This is what we own, that street, that strip. It represents who we are as a people and what is the intended for the rest of your vacation. This is the culture of us. Where are we going? And I want to have that conversation juxtaposed. There's a new restaurant about to open up on Bay Street, a Mexican restaurant.
Bahamian Mexican?
I'm sure there's Bahamian Mexican.
Afro-Mexican?
But definitely there's a one Bahamian owner. So there's a Bahamian and someone else. Owner is opening up a Mexican restaurant. And in the interview, the good gentleman said that a Mexican restaurant is what Bay Street needs.
Another Mexican restaurant is what Bay Street needs, they mean.
I know if there are other restaurants are Mexican. They're just Hispanic. They just speak Spanish in the other restaurants. But this one is Mexican. Tacos. Tacos restaurant. You know, enchilada. So,
We're not calling names today. Because I ribbed before. I just saying, don't we already have Mexican restaurant on Bay Street?
We have Mexican restaurant in the Bahamas. I'm not necessarily sure of...
Is the Wharf not Bay Street?
But the Wharf is not Mexican. They're Hispanic. That's Cuban. And Dominican restaurant.
Mr. Amphibious
that's
Animal
not...
is not Mexican?
No. That's Mexican.
Mexican themed?
That is Mexican themed, eh?
Yeah.
That's a Mexican hat.
Yeah.
Well, on that
sombrero.
Frog. Yeah. Okay. But
on that amphibian.
But this could be Mexican because they just sell drinks. But this is the conversation. I want the listening audience to join us today.
Mm-hmm.
I want the listening audience to join us and give their vision of what they think Bay Street, just Bay Street proper. That's from number one Bay Street all the way as far as the last bridge. Bay Street, not East Bay Street, not West Bay Street by extension. We might even throw in as far as the Long Wharf and the Fish Fry. We could throw that in the conversation. And I want you to call in and be engaged with us as we speak on where should Ministry of Tourism be pushing the owners of Bay Street. And see, I put that word owners of Bay Street particularly.
They can't push me. I'm an owner of Bay Street.
And whether you're owner of Bay Street, you can't go there on certain times.
Me and 400. Say what?
We can talk about that. And whether there's a need for gentrification.
For
I'm using that word purposefully too.
Do you know Mr. Gentry? Do you know Robert Gentry used to be home watching
gentrification?
Why we want to model it after him?
Need for that, and of course, I have Aaron Green joining me for this part of the show as we have a man down mashup Wednesday when we combine both shows. We combine On the Clock with Aaron Green with Guiding Radio AM with CA Nuri, and where we analyze the news and we see that Ministry of Tourism is doing big things on Bay. They pushed down a lot of buildings. A lot of buildings are being pushed down, even though Bay Street still floods. I mean, you got to tread water to go on Bay Street if it rains. But they are doing a number of things, and we are still waiting on the boardwalk and the Bay Street initiative. But I want to know, what do you see Bay Street as in the upcoming years, where I say 10 years from now? And I'll start with just asking Aaron, how? What do you see Bay Street as? Who should be included into this definition of Bay Street?
If I were the mayor of downtown?
If you were the mayor of downtown, if they finally create that concept that someone's going to manage Bay Street proper.
And have sort of design control, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I were designing Bay Street proper, I would make it an entertainment and cultural center.
Explain that. I don't want you to rush this conversation.
All right. I tell you what I would do. I would have corporate businesses on the second and third floor of buildings, and have artisan cultural spaces on all lower floors.
So I'll pause you there.
Yeah.
You're saying second floor. That means you are intended of bulldozing a number of buildings or erecting a number of buildings in order to make that happen, because most of the buildings on Bay Street only has two floors and they're not big enough. They need all the floors in order to operate. So what you're saying now, you need to get a bigger building to do what you say.
I don't think they need all the floors in order to operate. I think we need to have a massive cultural shift in how we occupy space and mm-hmm. our spatial awareness and what we need. It's the space that we need to do what it is that we do. A lot of money is wasted on empty space, unnecessary space. You just ACing up, you just chilling dead space. Nobody's in it. Nobody's doing anything of value in it. All they're doing is pumping and pageantrying in it since we gentrifying things today. We need a complete shift in how we live in. I don't have a problem with residential spaces on Bay Street. I have a problem with high-end residential spaces that the average Bahamian would never have access
to. Let's pause right there.
So we have some rent control.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
We know it is pitted. More likely Bay Street it's going to be a residential area. They expect people to move Bay Street and live, to have it be a livable city. Mm-hmm. Right? And now you are saying that you don't want to be in high-end residential area, not a condominium concept where with drivers, because there's limited parking, so I could definitely need someone to park my car my car. You're not looking for that?
No. So two things. You can have high-end. You need rent control.
And when you say rent control, nothing more than $3,000.
Like in New York, right, when the rent in most places is astronomical. You lucky if you could rent a closet with a window, mm-hmm. right, for a reasonable price. But there's still some units that are under what they call rent control, and the price has been regulated and stabilized over the decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have a lottery. We need to have some kind of element where average citizens.
See, what you mean by average? You talk about working class people by average, or middle class people who are making $2,500 a month, $3,000 a month?
I talk about the only difference between a working class person and a middle class person is one car accident or one power outage. I don't think we understand the dynamics to determine these things. So yeah, from working class to middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there should be access to space. Let me give you an example. We learned recently that I think there's an East Street substation, power substation, mm-hmm. that was recently upgraded. Right? You know why it was upgraded? It was upgraded to accommodate the port and the new U.S. embassy.
Mm.
I don't want anybody to be. I don't want any politician to go into these inner cities and give anybody this sort of understanding that it was done primarily to improve their lives. It was done for the port and for the U.S. embassy. now that it's been done, what I expect is everybody within that substation's reach, particularly the immediate area, I expect them to be able to benefit entirely from any development in that inner city area that is aimed primarily at the high-end residents, right? Mm. And these things can be done so that, yeah, you want this big space, you want to attract people, but it can't be done at the disadvantage of the other residents in this space. You're not going to make the space high-end by forcing out residents that are traditionally there or by disadvantaging them.
But what if Bahamians want a particular look? They want cafes and nice cafes, high-end cafes. They want bars
Which
and
Bahamians?
Restaurants. All Bahamians, the people who can call any minute now, they don't necessarily want a fish fry on bay. They like the fish fry where it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't.
Off
I don't,
of bay.
I don't want a fish fry on bay either.
They want the feel of a Bahama or Atlantis on Bay Street.
Yeah, no,
is
no,
that
no,
high
no.
end?
No, 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 no.
Would that be considered high end?
Forget the question of high end. It's a question of is foreign. Why you want an Atlantis or a Bahama on Bay Street? Why you ain't going back to Palmetto Point where you your first time to Eleuthera, you had the best crack conch you ever eat on the small deck of the restaurant built right on the bay?
What?
There are local models that we can employ. See, the fish fry aspect that you sort of shine a light on, it's not the structure, infrastructure, it's the lack of management mm-hmm. of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It's the lack of regulation and oversight. The building models were great. The fact that people were just allowed to add on and hook up and bang, bang, and do whatever they want once that model had been established is the problem.
I want to talk about that now because I want us to interrogate the fish fry and its look. Recently, we had the president or government officials from Botswana
yeah.
to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
our government gave them a tour of the premier cultural place of New Providence. Do you know where they took these people from Botswana to experience what they call, in my words, Bahamiano? Do you know where they took them? I want you to tell me where they took these guests who, when we traveled to Africa, we went to their premier cultural place yeah. also. So we had to reciprocate.
Yeah, I know where they
and
took
And they
them.
Took, no, you got to sit listen to the audience so they know what we're talking about.
They took them to the Nassau cruise port.
And I'm saying that is the Atlantis Bahama concept I'm talking about, right? That we need downtown. We need to make all of Bay Street, just like the port, pristine. And you trying to say it's foreign. But we need to have it.
No,
you don't think it's...
No, I made the distinction.
Go ahead.
The thing that people want is not about the design of the building. Mm-hmm. It's not about the architecture. Mm-hmm. You could choose any type of architecture. It won't work until you have the proper work culture, mm-hmm. professional culture engaged, which is keep the place clean and pristine. That's what it is people want. It could be any model because we're chameleons. Some of us are copycats. Some of us are chameleons, very intentional mm-hmm. adaptation of other people's things molded into a product that works best for us. That's an actual model. But when you just copycatting mm-hmm. and then you do it badly and then you have a nasty environment and approach to maintenance, that's the problem.
That's a PPP. We're going to go to the caller now. Caller, we're coming to you right now. But that's a PPP we have on Bay Street with the port. That's clean and pristine. It gives you a sense of place. Now, I need you, after the caller addresses, when you go to the port, what sense of place do you feel? Of course, you feel like you're in the Caribbean. You feel like you're in the Bahamas.
No?
Anyway, let me go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, go ahead. I can hear you now.
Good. Yes, sir. I hear you saying something about Bay Street, from number one Bay Street to the second bridge. Why don't we take Bay Street from I don't know if you could call it Bay Street, because it really won't be on Bay Street. But why don't you take Bay Street south as far as Mason Addition?
Man, listen, because gentry means there's a, okay, so I think Mr. Nuri was trying to bound downtown by the western and eastern boundaries, right?
Yeah.
I like your expansion into the, which is the upper border of Mason's Addition.
Yeah, you then include the water tower, the 66 step, and the Junkanoo Museum.
Okay, let me take a call. Caller, I want you to call back right now. I'm going to answer you, but I want you to listen. So you can call back and then respond. You know what I'm trying to say?
But let me just say one more thing before you cut me off.
Say it. Go ahead.
Listen to me. You said something about the fish fry.
Yes.
And I challenge anybody under the sound of my voice, if they can find me 10 Bahamian young men making conch salad at a fish fry, I'll give them $100 for each one.
We'll talk about that too. But let's just say, listen, and I'm going to respond. And I want you, after I respond, if you want, you can call back and then respond again. The good gentleman mentioned to extend it southward to Mason Addition, maybe even as far as Wolf Road.
I want
to set you up too, Aaron. I started the conversation with the word gentrification. I purposely used that. Bay Street more likely will extend as far as Mason Addition. I have a whole heap of people who need to move, right? Because I need a particular look. And that particular look got to look like the port. So, yes, we're coming towards Mason and McCullough Corner. And, yes, a number of two of those houses may have to be moved in order to fit into our tourism product, what we want for Bay Street. So I hear you, caller. But give us time. Let us fix the Bay Street proper first, and then I'll move downward. And then I can fix McCullough Corner and Mason, too, to make it look like what the government call it for when they go on to give the tour for the Botswanians? What do you call the Botswan people? Botswanese from Botswana, the Botswan people, to give them the tour of our premier cultural hotspot.
The Botswains from there?
The Botswain, that's what you call it, Botswain?
No, I'm asking if the people here, I'm not Boss Wicks, but the Botswain, what's the name, the last name? They from there. Yeah.
Comment on that so we go back to the caller. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, the root of the word gentrification is gentry. And gentry means people of good social position, specifically the class of people next below the nobility in position and birth. So we don't need to gentrify Mason's Addition. Them people already next to the nobility in position. They right next to Government House, a little further west. They right next to Parliament Building.
But we need to find out what we want Bay Street to look like. We've concluded, and I'm not sure people will be fighting as much as they want. We have concluded that the port is the spot.
Who is we?
Us, the Bahamas.
No.
You just fighting it. The port represents what we see ourselves as.
Who is we, Mr. Nuri?
You just by yourself.
No, is it the political class?
All us class.
Is it the political class?
The political class or the social class?
Is it the merchant class?
The merchant class,
see,
too.
Because I could understand the merchant class saying, to hell with these people on this plantation. I got a shop called the Bahamas, and I need to fill this shop front with things to go sell to tourists. That ain't how you build a
even
country, though.
The workers, the working class who works inside these shops, want Bay Street to look like the port. And see, and now, no matter how much you try to fight it, that's what we want.
Do they want it to Bay Street to look like the port,
yes,
or do they want Bay Street to be managed the port?
No.
I think it's a question of
cafes.
It to be.
We want cafes, and don't be trying robbing us from our cafes.
Where's the cafe on the port? Tell me, I've been on the port a couple of weeks ago. Tell me where the cafe is on the port.
We're putting that on Bay Street.
No, tell me where the cafe is on
but
the port,
that could be an extension. Let's go to the caller, Aaron.
So ain't no actual cafe on the port
yet? We're bringing that soon. That's part two. That's phase two. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, Green Ones. I can hear you now, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you all two stopped for a while, because you need to get the input of the people. You can't just be the show be between your two. Now, I intend to differ with Robin on this one. Because
who's
we
Robin,
need
sir?
Bay Street to have high-end people and high-end buildings, and you need people to be able to move around, spend money, and want better things, and to keep the place looking clean and everything. If you go there and you put average people there, or people who are making $4,000 or $5,000 a month, the place is going to get turned into a rut. And if you got a high-end place, you'll have security, you'll have all the parking, and you build a building which will be about 10 or 12 stories high, so you can have parking either on top or underneath. We got a prettier Bay Street and have it lit up in the night, so it'll look like somewhere to go. Thank you.
Jess, I just want to make the note that I am not Robin.
Oh, okay, well, you know.
No, because there's somebody out there apparently named Robin who sounds like me, and a number of people have approached me.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Next time, call McGreen.
I keep calling you Robin. I don't know why Robin comes to my mind.
I'm telling you why. But don't watch nothing.
I beg to differ with you on this one.
Yes, sir.
We need to have people who will be spending money downtown and keep the place active, and you want a different class of people, because, see, all cities in the world have high-end restaurants and high-end hotels. They generate a lot of money and a lot of jobs, and the spin-off from them is a whole lot.
Thank you very much, Colin.
So you can move what you're talking about, Robin, not Robin. You can move what you're talking about. You move that further down.
I'm mad at you because I think you believe Cecil is Batman and I is Robin.
But the idea you have in your head is good for further down. But we need Bay Street to be lit up so when the cruise ships pull in, the people got something to see and want to come off and see. And then we need a lot of high. I was thinking while I was driving here, we need a high-end Bahamian restaurant in this country.
Let me speak for that. Thank you very much, Colin. Say we need a different class of people on Bay Street.
Too many politicians. I say it all the time, sir. Too many political class.
Remember you asked me who's asking for it? I'm saying the Bahamian people don't want that, I don't want to use the word crude, that cultural thing you're saying that we need to push as part of that tourism product. There's a large number of Bahamians saying, no, we ain't into that. We want our tourism product to be pristine and high-end, catering to a high-end clientele.
That's what I'm going to argue with you here.
Those people won't go fish fry, go further down.
Very quickly, before we go to the caller, uh-huh. I'm going to put on the table that is a narrative of the Ministry of Tourism, who has, and the state, who has for decades shown us very clearly, they're doing the work, I ain't dissing, mm-hmm. that their aim is not just a high-end tourist, they're aiming for the highest-end tourist. And all of this other lower-end tourism, that's gravy.
That's
just gravy on the pot cake,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I say this. Any model will work if you manage it properly. But without empathy, as long as you start off saying certain people don't belong, you will never build a model that can successfully envelop them.
Let's go to the caller. Producer Patrick, the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys just touched on something that I was just going to ask just now, and that is if we are going to be invest into the redevelopment of downtown and bring it in line to what the port right now represents. Well, what is the criteria on who's going to be allowed? And when I say who, I'm talking about the locals are going to be allowed to come downtown. What is the dress code? What is their deportment? What is the grooming? Is that going to be a factor to determine whether you will be downtown or not? Because right now, as it stands, I see the discussion right now is on the border, and I'm going to use this word because it's something I believe in called Bahamianization. Are we really going to Bahamianize downtown in the manner that we as Bahamians figure that downtown should replicate us and not some other aspect of some other culture or whatever? Are we going to totally make downtown and the port Bahamian, or are we going to diversify it as every other place seems to do with their centers?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a question I want to put forward out there and hope that somebody would give us a definitive answer on the direction we're really going with this project.
Great question.
Thanks for taking my call.
Great question. Let's go quickly to the next caller, then mm-hmm. we go to respond to that. Producer Pastor, next caller for me too, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Nanui, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, morning.
My first question is, why is it that we must always be validated by some foreign design and some foreign interest to identify us?
Mm-hmm.
You said that they used the port as a symbol of cultural expression.
Pause.
Which was over.
Pause.
Yes.
Manish, you're breaking up.
Yeah.
You're breaking up, and we want to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
It's no, still muffled. You call back and tell the producer it's you, so we can push you, usher you in.
I'm on my landline, so I'm trying to get to. I'll call on my cell phone, see if it's better.
Okay.
Okay, and then try the landline again, too.
Let's go quickly to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, can you go in once?
Yes, good day.
Good day, go ahead.
Mr. Leary and Aaron Green.
Morning.
Yes, I heard you all talking about revitalization of Bay Street to make it all-inclusive for Bahamians and tourists alike.
That's what I talk. I'm not sure what Mr. Newry talking, but yeah.
Okay, my idea is we can make Bay Street from the Hilton Hotel to Victoria Avenue, a no-drive zone after 6 o'clock in the evening, right? And how we can do that is, you see, like how the Chinese Embassy have those metal pillars that comes up if someone tried to run into the embassy.
Yeah.
That comes up. You could put it up and put it down when you wish to do so.
Retractable bollards,
right,
yeah.
Right. Okay. We could put those down, and we'll give the Bahamian people at least 6 months to digest and get used to of that particular area as far as a no-drive zone. And, Mr. Nuri, remember several months ago I told you about the situation in Fremont Street, Vegas?
Yes.
Okay. Look at that model there and turn that into with a Bahamian experience, not an American experience, right? And also put some Airbnbs downtown that tourists that comes to the Bahamas could fly and stay directly on Bay Street, okay? And they'll have a Bahamian experience, American experience with a Bahamian spin to it, okay? And that will help vitalize Bay Street because Bahamians will be able to, entrepreneurs will be able to have their own businesses on Bay Street. We have a lot of green spaces on Bay Street, and entertainers will be able to support themselves also, okay? So you're helping a wide variety of persons in the Bahamas, along with the tourists, getting an experience that they have not getting anywhere else in the world besides Vegas or in the Bahamas.
Yes.
I hear you.
Think about that.
I can hash it up. Thanks very much.
Mr. Newry, before I turned my life to Christ, right, I had this idea. I want to do a tourism excursion where I just recreating all the drug runs. I taking tourists on a little boat, and we're going to go drop off fruit and supplies and thing, and we can pretend like we just go recreate it, right, and find all the stories of the legends of these boydams.
You trying to create a Bahamas of yesteryears, and we ain't there no more. We more organized now. We American. I watch my one Munnings call back so I can challenge Munnings.
Why wouldn't we build models based on our lived experience?
Because we want
built on foreigners' imaginations
to look like Atlantis and Bahama and the point. That's what we want.
That ain't the point, though.
That ain't the point?
I mean, that is the point. It's very nice. It's very nice.
That's why we're getting
it. That ain't the point.
And we getting, how much investment in Exuma? $1 billion worth of investment look just anyway. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Careful what you wish for, Mr. Newry.
I need to have you on the show so I can challenge
I'm back.
You need to text me and say when you come in so I can challenge you with your ideas, because some of the ideas you're saying, I know if it can work, but I want to challenge you on the show.
You got to invite me, Mr. Newry.
I've been trying to.
You invite your other guests, you invite me.
Well, sir, I am.
But let me get to my point.
Yes, no, we can never hang up on you. You're a star now. We can let you talk out.
First point. Why do we always have to look to foreign interests to define us? Why were our people not taken to Gambia and Fox Hill and the Heritage Park and over the hill into Bain Town, where we could connect with the people of our country? Bay Street does not represent the Bahamian cultural experience. Back in the day, when there were nightclubs operating owned by Bahamians on Bay Street, it was a different story. You say you don't want to go back, but my friend, let me give you some advice.
Mm-hmm.
There's an African expression called Sankofa.
Mm-hmm.
You must look back in order to move forward. If you're not built on history and culture, you will die. The great Marcus Garvey once said, a people without a history is like a tree without a root. I'm saying to you, sir, that unless we build on the culture and the heritage of our people, this country, we will always be a plantation looking to the foreign direct investors for handouts and a job.
Munnings.
My point to you is, let me just finish this point.
Yeah, okay.
We need to have Bahamian ownership. Until we have Bahamian ownership, we will always dance to the tune of the foreign direct investor. I'll listen to you.
Okay, Munnings, let's start with this. Would you agree to say that Bay Street proper is owned by a specific group of people?
That is correct. That have no interest in the developing the Bahamian culture. Because if they did, it would not be in the state of disrepair that it is now. Because some 40, 50, 60 years ago, it was vibrant and it was owned by some of those same families that you are talking about.
And would you, first, go to say that with this revolution, reorganization, this gentrification of Bay Street, they have a particular agenda to create and craft a tourism product?
They did exactly what most of these foreign direct investors did, held their land to speculate until the government decides that they want to move in and do something with it. And when they get it to a point of value that they want, then they will do something with it. My point to you, sir, Baytown is less than a quarter of a mile away, which is the richest cultural mecca in this country.
I come into that.
Nothing is being done in Baytown. I am sick and tired of hearing us talk about the development of Bay Street. What about the development of our people?
So this
and ownership of
my last question.
People?
My last question to you, Munnings. I'm going to invite you. I need to have you on the show so we can talk to some. Would you agree that we need to develop Baytown independent of Bay Street, a secondary tourism product? Leave Bay Street as Bay Street
simultaneously. And then the last point on this cruise ship business, right? They brag about 5 million tourists coming on the cruise ship. By 4 o'clock, they back on the cruise ship. They spend less than $100 per person, for what we are told by the surveys. Why are we developing an industry that's diminishing returns? We spend billions of dollars to develop one of the most beautiful harbors in the world, and we do not benefit from it.
Easy.
My father told me years ago, during the day, the visitor going to come, they want to go on the beach, they want to play golf, they want to tour, etc. What do you do with them at night? They don't stay with us overnight, my friend.
And that's where our conversation will start when I invite you on.
Absolutely. Wherever you want to start it.
What do you mean? And I was inviting the man on and you
can't. I was
going to
invite. I don't know how his schedule is. I'm inviting him for Friday.
And from the 4 days.
You can come Friday. Man, you still there?
Unfortunately,
busy, see?
If you get in touch with me, Ms. Green has my contact.
Yes.
I'm traveling on Thursday, but I'll be back, God willing, on Monday. So when you invite me at the time when I'm available, I'd be more than
yes,
happy to come.
We'll talk about that. But thank you very much. And I appreciate your input because I needed that in order to hash out the rest of it. And thanks very much, man. I can personally invite you and we'll talk about after, right? So, Aaron, to you.
Yeah.
Right? Mr. Munnings hinted again that Bay Street is a separate entity, right? Again, to my point, whereas, where do we envision Bay Street? And we had a caller before then talk about how they have it in the French corridor in Louisiana, that they closed down Bay Street. And Munnings mentioned that after 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, the tourists are gone, at least the cruise ship tourists are gone. So now, developing Bay Street, we need to have a product either by Bahamians living on Bay Street, where they come downstairs and enjoy what is happening on Bay Street, or we have another extension of tourists living on Bay Street, which again is, by extension, Bahama, the Point, and Atlantis. That's a concept by itself.
No, stop, pause. What do you mean by extension? That's Bahama. They got their mega resort. They have a mega resort on Bay. No, they've claimed all the land. They've claimed it all. They claimed it all, Manuri. The land of Bahama.
We have an opportunity of Bahamians owning this part of Bay Street and have their own hotels type thing. Or you don't want them owning the hotel?
No, I don't want the hotel on Bay Street. So I don't have a problem with Bahamians owning the hotel.
You don't want the Airbnb?
No, I don't want Airbnb on Bay Street.
What about
either
condominiums?
Two transition.
What about condominiums?
Potentially condominiums and
high-end condominiums.
Some all high-end,
yeah,
with rent control and initiatives to enable a diverse population of residents.
Why are you so anti-capitalism? What do you mean rent control? If I can get $2,000, $3,000 for my apartment, why can't I get $3,000 for my apartment? Who are you to tell me I got to go down to $600? And that's my high-end apartment. I put all the decorations in it. How would government got to do with that?
Because a country is composed of people, not economic factors. Before we all get to decide how much money we all could make and not make, we have to ensure that every single person has equal and equitable access to housing. At the same time, in this conversation, we got to ensure that everybody in the Bahamas has equal and equitable access to the tourist dollar.
You sound socialist.
No, no, I'm just a social kind of person. And if we had social kind of people organizing this thing, as opposed to taking the president of Botswana to the Nassau cruise port as the center, right, like of the cultural exposure in New Providence, I would have remembered, because I was paying attention, mm-hmm. that we honored Dr. Robert Joseph Love at our national honors this year. We honor this boy.
Yes, we recognize
him. He is the father of one of the fathers of Pan-Africanism. He was the mentor to Marcus Garvey, mm-hmm. right? And he was a Bahamian. Between Marcus Garvey, Robert Love, MLK, I even throw Hemingway, figure out where Hemingway sat down and wrote a line or two in New Providence. But I would have constructed, curated an activity, an event, an opportunity, a space in Bayntown, Grantstown, in Englestown, in the inner city, in the places where Africans first came together and strategized their freedom.
When you say I, you mean the government or you mean private enterprise?
If I were the government, if I were the person responsible, I would have ensured that the public sector, the AMMC, the NAGB, Arlene Nash and the Educulture and the Junkanoo community, the private sector, public sector, all of these people would have come together to curate. Now, see, this is where the magic happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Curate an experience for this president.
You trying to say private Bahamas can't do it themselves? The Junkanoo community can't do it themselves? They need government to get involved?
Well, who can bring him there?
They just say, go and do it. If they see it as a need, they can go do that.
No. This is just an official state visit with an official president.
No, I'm talking about the tour itself.
Pause. What I'm saying is, yes, private sector should have already constructed the tour. But if I'm a member of government who's getting paid the big bucks and who demands our attention, demands our respect, demands control of every single narrative in the country, I would have ensured that these by them went on the most amazing. They would have said, this got to be Oprah. What you mean? Where Marcus Garvey, Robert Love, all of Cleveland Enius and all of these historians and these historical figures met and worked. And then at the end of the day,
perhaps we can lobby a number man to do that first.
People like Aaron will be on the radio saying, why they can't have this experience for ordinary Bahamians? Right? That's what you should have devised as opposed to taking them to the cruise port. It's just about management. Let's get past the class thing.
Let's talk about fish fry. Surely fish fry can't stay how it is.
No.
Surely it could be look like the port in the future. No. You don't want the fish fry organized and clean and pristine like the port?
You know what the problem with fish fry is?
Go ahead.
The government wants to collect taxes without doing the work of sustaining the space and the model. They have to get more involved.
So does government fall on fish fry look like that?
Yes, because you can't be on fish fry unless the government authorizes you to be there. Simple. Simple. If the government tell you close shop, pack up your things and leave, you know what you got to do? Close shop, pack up your things and leave. All of this rests on management. It's not the class of people. It's not where they came from. It's how much we care for other people to ensure that the models that they need to sustain themselves can thrive. That's it. When we ready for young black boys to be off of Bay Street, we break any kind of law. We breach their rights. We yuck them up. We throw them off of Bay Street. We could manage these spaces better if we truly cared about the people that need these spaces to survive.
I see we have some text here, but earlier you said that everybody should have access to the tourism dollar.
Equal and equitable access to the tourism dollar.
But not everybody should be on Bay Street,
Aaron. I didn't say that. I didn't say everybody needs to be on Bay Street.
We're talking Bay Street. What are we doing for Bay Street? Some people need to get run off.
No. Yes, they do, and they're called politicians, and some of them are called unscrupulous business owners. I agree with you, finally, Batman.
Yes.
I will be your Robin.
Go ahead, Robin.
But the point is this, that not everybody needs to be the face of Bay Street. And not everybody wants to be the face of Bay Street. But God forbid that y'all old head Bahamians think you're going to force us to listen to music like Sponge of Money Never Done
mm-hmm.
and listen to story after story about how my Grammy sent me to law school in England just being a straw market vendor. You think you're going to ram that down our throat because everybody had access to Bay Street back then. And the U.S. dollar is what caused people's lives to change dramatically. But in 2023, you can tell us that oh, some of y'all are just too niggly looking to be on Bay Street? No, sir.
I want you to read the text, but I'm going back full circle. The gentleman said we need a Mexican. That's what Bay Street needs, a Mexican.
Now, pause for a second. I've been selling tacos for 13 years, for 10 years straight.
Aaron, that's what can make Bay
Street
better.
But you know what I did? I Bahamianized the tacos. When we were selling tacos, the only place that was selling tacos is the Senor Boy, my amphibian friend.
Mm-hmm.
When we started selling tacos, we Bahamianized the tacos.
We need a confectionery on Bay Street. And not the Mortimer confectionery. We need like Sugar Rush. Bahamians like that. They like the foreign concept. In fact, they're encouraging us to put these foreign concepts on Bay.
There's nothing wrong with those Bahamians. Let me start off saying that.
That's the majority of us.
Ain't nothing wrong with them. They're just in the wrong place. Those Bahamians have been placed in the inappropriate working spaces. Those Bahamians don't need to be making decisions about Bahamian tourism and Bahamian culture. They could make decisions about, you need a Ministry of Innovation and National Development. Let them go work there. Let them go chart out what the Bahamas will look like or could possibly look like. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You don't want no shave ice? You want snow cone? People want shaved ice now.
What's the difference? Why is shaved ice? Why is shaved ice not Caribbean? In fact, shaved ice is the most Caribbean of experiences when poor people couldn't afford.
We want the European looking one.
No fridge and ice machine, and you had to get the big block of ice and shaved ice off. That's our experience. How are you attributing that to foreign people?
One of the callers, you still didn't read my text.
But
One of the callers said that we need a high-end or a fine dining Bahamian restaurant, right? He called and mentioned that. We have investors saying that we need to have Bay Street have more continental, international restaurants. In fact, that there should be more, what do you call those restaurants would have the name of a chef?
Oh, like the five-star Michelin boys?
Yeah, but name, a crafted restaurant branded from the United States and Europe that you could place on Bay Street.
Oh, you need to take it. They want to take an existing model that people are already aware of. And they say things like, oh, I didn't realize we could do that here.
Like John George.
Let's make this stop because we can do it in the States, yes. Even though it exists in the country we live in.
Yes.
But we could shoot over to the Bahamas and do it.
Signature's word I need.
Pause, right.
They're asking that we need more signature restaurants to be on Bay Street.
That's a portfolio within the tourism platform. That's not the tourism platform itself, and that's where we make the mistake. That's a small, specialized, nuanced, niche, specialty, high-end portfolio within tourism. That's what IMAX is. Mm-hmm. IMAX is for people who ain't nowhere near a theater in their jurisdiction, but being able to do this as a part of their vacation could be attractive or a special thing. That's only a part of the tourism model. That's not the whole vision. You want me to get into the text now?
Go into the text.
All right. Into the text. We should take a look at the Swiss model for firearm control and population. Sorry. Text. That's further on in the show.
Still read it.
Say, no, Aaron. The Roman meal, been eating it for years. I called Purity about it. They said something about calibrating the slicer, but the bread running out faster. Now, dear Purity Bakery, these people's budgets, these people's lives, the people them calculate how much sandwich they need to last the week when they buy that bread. Get it right.
Aaron, I have been noticing that the bread fat.
I am on a gluten-free diet, sir. I eat my own homemade coconut bread.
Good.
I would like to purchase a bulletproof vest to protect myself from these guns. Another text. Let's get some gondolas for downtown. These politicians are always talking about turning Bay Street into some Riviera. Why not Italian? Imagine floating downtown from Bay Street straight to the bridge every time it rains. That's God's water. It don't cost nothing, and we get a natural river and a tourist experience.
Yeah.
That's a win-win, Bahamas. Thank you, Texter. You don't think a post of the storm ain't taking tourists into Pinewood?
I like that, Texter.
But they gonna work. They ain't just coming. This ain't just disaster porn. Mm-hmm. They're coming to work and experience the post-disaster Bahamas. Now, the text, let's start with dealing with the abandoned and dilapidated buildings before we start telling people how much they can rent their private property for.
We're dealing with dilapidated buildings, and we know that the remaining buildings are waiting on government to make their move. They're waiting on government to build a boardwalk so they can understand, okay, I know I need to face right instead of facing left, mm-hmm. facing the water. So they're waiting. Mm-hmm. They have the idea what they want, but we need to make up our mind whether they're going to use their buildings as a high-end condominium and restaurant, or they're going to infuse bohemian cultural draw to
it. But they could do both. I think they could do both. Mm. I also want to say this. See, I get the impression that like people are mad. They say the government can't tell me what to put on my apartment. The government can't tell me how much to rent my property for. I forget the government. I want you to look into the eyes of unhoused Bahamians. I want you to look into the eyes of young Bahamians who are trying to figure out how they can become men and women. Because remember, in the Bahamas, you ain't man or woman unless you turn in the key in your own door. You can't achieve the status of maturity of man and woman unless you put the mortgage rope around your neck. So before we have this conversation, don't look into the eyes of politicians when you say, I ain't letting nobody tell me what my property should cost. Look into the eyes of other Bahamians before you do that. Another quick text. Downtown is full of luxury shops that both tourists and locals cannot afford to enjoy. Even tourists complain about the prices and nothing to do when they get off the ships.
But there's all kind of things to do when we get off the ships.
Pause. There are things to do, but we sort of fail. We're missing the point. We don't understand the assignment, Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
Your thing doesn't exist unless a tourist can see it exists from the moment they walking off the cruise ship. Not from they hit the port.
Mm-hmm.
From they on the steps walking off the cruise ship. In fact, the best deal is to have a presence on the cruise ship. Mm-hmm. So they're advertising your thing. Mm-hmm. But if you can't do that, from you step out on the deck, if people can't see your experience, a flyer, a billboard, it does not exist. Again, the wrong people at the helm, they don't understand the assignment. And I fear it's only because of a lack of empathy. Not talent, not skill, just a lack of empathy.
Before you go on, what would you do with Mason and McCullough Corner in terms of an extension of Bay Street?
I would have outdoor eateries, not the sort of cafe style, but with a courtyard. When I went to Zambia, you walk into this big sort of almost like a bazaar, and you walk through a whole bunch of shops till you get out to the back where the restaurant is. And it's a big courtyard, and there's seats in the courtyard, and then there are booths along the borders of the courtyard, right? You need to have cultural shows. Straight through, primitive all the way back to Tainos, before Christopher Columbus came, into the future, like the Jetsons. This is what the Bahamas is going to look like 100 years from now. Cultural shows, then you got your music shows. You have your legend show, right? You have your up-and-coming show. And those are your new artists who perform in covers, and they Bahamianize in foreign songs. We should all have a whole category called Bahamian covers.
So that could be off of Bay Street. That don't have to be Bay Street proper.
But you asked me what we could be doing off of Bay Street.
Yeah, I disagree with you. That could be off of Bay Street.
It could be, but that doesn't mean that Bay Street is then devoid of Bahamian cultural elements. Another text, where's the downtown partnership in this discussion? Morning all, revitalizing begins with the mindset. If the people mindset ain't on board, you're wasting time and money. Somebody say they want a cheesesteak factory. They want Philly cheesesteak sandwich. I want a Philly goat steak sandwich factory, sir. This is the things we're talking about. Why beef when we got goat?
Yes. Anyway, we got to go. We'll continue this conversation another day. This has been Guiding Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Aaron Green was with me. Have a wonderful day.
I was in here. I was on Bay Street.